Hello, and welcome to the September 2019 update call for Blue Ribbon Income Fund. My name is Michelle Ciarbarelli, Vice President of Brompton Funds, and I'm joined today by Paul Bloom, President of Bloom Investment Counsel and Portfolio Manager of the fund. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for giving me the opportunity to speak to our unit holders. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
I'd like to start by asking you a couple questions about how you're viewing the market right now, and then get into talking about the fund's portfolio.
Perfect. Carry on, please.
Recently, the Bank of Canada held interest rates steady, as was widely expected. Given the expectation for low rates to continue and potentially go lower, what do you think this means for high dividend equities and the market in general?
Well, low interest rates are certainly positive for high dividend equities, whose yields are quite a bit higher than one can receive today on money market or term deposits. Lower rates certainly assist corporate profits and enhance the dividend coverage for high dividend investments. Lower interest rates are conducive for markets to perform well, but one must remember why rates are currently low. That's because inflation is mute and the economy not so strong, and likely heading to a weaker position over the coming year. These are good reasons why corporate profits might stall and make equities less attractive and be overvalued.
Uncertainty caused by global trade tensions has clearly been weighing on markets this year. How is this impacting the Canadian market in particular?
Good question. One might initially think that the Sino-US trade war would have little or no effect on the Canadian market. But that is not correct. There is considerable collateral damage being felt in Canada. Simple things like a diversion to Canada from the US and China of cheap goods and products originally destined for each other's markets is having an effect on the Canadian market. Likewise, the effects of other tariff wars with Europe are also negatively affecting our market. The effect of these can be seen in the stock prices of many Canadian manufacturers and distributors, including some in our own space, the high dividend world. The settling of these disputes would be quite positive for Blue Ribbon's positions in such companies like Agrof and Wajax that have been negatively affected by the trade wars of recent.
So the fund's portfolio tends to differ meaningfully from the broad market index. Can you comment on the portfolio's current positioning?
Well, there are many things that differ our fund from the broad market. I'm going to highlight a few and the differences between the broad market and our fund. First, Blue Ribbon's portfolio has an active share of 82.5%. This is a very high number and denotes how different the portfolio is compared to most other institutionally managed portfolios, which tend to be nothing more than closet index portfolios, i.e., they are constructed just to mimic or almost mimic the TSX index. We are totally agnostic to the index weightings and construct our portfolios on an individual stock basis based on value and on yield. Two, we are an any-cap investor, investing in many stocks which are not in the TSX index. Indeed, over the years, some of our most lucrative investments have originally, due to their size, not been in the index. They have then, due to their success, grown to attain index inclusion. Three, we, unlike most today, are long-term investors, which differentiates us from ETFs and passive funds, which tend to liquidate their largest holdings in times of market turmoil. And D, we are value investors and look to buy good quality income equities when we believe that these names present attractive value. Passive funds and ETFs do not have the ability to focus on stock selection and valuation and simply rebalance their portfolios according to the index, providing no input for market intelligence. Examples of this today are that the fund is almost half the index weighting in financials and materials and has a zero telco weighting. However, it is substantially overweight in utilities, industrials, real estate, and consumer discretionaries. The fund also has about 12% in cash, which denotes our present cautious approach to the market at present.
Have there been any notable developments in the portfolio or specific positions that you would like to comment on?
Well, I guess the most notable change in the portfolio of recent is the building up of this 12% cash position that I just mentioned. We are cautious on the market and on some of the present valuations that prevail. We have in the last few weeks reduced financials and utility holdings and eliminated all oil and gas, but continue to have a strong position in other energy subsectors such as energy infrastructure, distribution, and services. Names recently added to the portfolio include Keyera, Parklawn, Enbridge, Intertape Polymer, Chemtrade Logistics, Transcontinental, and Agrowth. Those would be the main changes, Michelle, that have taken place in the portfolio. We've certainly done quite a bit of refreshing in the portfolio, I would say, over the last few weeks. We're not, as you know, prone to churn the portfolio. In fact, our turnover is only about 20% per annum, which would indicate that, as I've said earlier, we are long-term investors and tend to hold investments on average for about 5 years. So a certain refreshment or refreshing has taken place in the recent past, and we think this will bode well for the future.
Thank you, Paul. Those are all the questions I have today. For any listeners who are not familiar with this fund, Blue Ribbon Income Fund trades on the TSX under the symbol RBN.UN. It invests in an actively managed portfolio of high dividend paying equities and pays a high level of monthly distributions with a current distribution rate of approximately 7.3% per annum. More information about the fund can be found on the Brompton Fund's website or by contacting us at info@bromptongroup.com. Also, if you have any further questions for Paul, he can be reached at 1-855-BLOOM-18. Before we conclude, I'd like to note that many of the topics we discussed today do contain forward-looking statements. This information, by its nature, is subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause actual events or results to differ materially from such forward-looking statements. Further, I'd like to reference today's date, September 10th, 2019, as some of our comments are time sensitive. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody, for the opportunity, and thank you, Michelle, for initiating this call. Goodbye, everybody.